The Sesh Podcast, episode 147, take one. Hello, blokes and jokes. How's everyone doing today? I'm Kendall Ray, here to make your day.
Wow. I'm Janelle. And of course, we're joined by Corelli and Sydney. I thought that you weren't going to have one this week.
It just came to my mind.
What was it again?
Blokes and jokes.
I like that, blokes and jokes.
You know what bloke means?
Like a friend?
It's like dude.
A dude? From Australia?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was British. Bloke.
No, it could be British.
Or is it Australian? A man.
I heard it all the time when I was in Australia, and I've said it for a long time.
G'day, Julie. Reminds me of Joey Bowie or whatever her name is.
Say Julie?
From Big Brother.
G'day, Julie.
Oh, Bowie, right. Joey. What is her name?
Bowie.
Jane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She.
Oh, I'm so behind on Big Brother right
on
now.
This season.
I've been busy. I've been in Washington, D.C. I wasn't watching Big Brother. I'll catch up. Don't worry.
How far are we into it? Because I also kind of dropped off.
I saw the last eviction, I think. Maybe.
Who went home?
Well, was there one last night?
No, it's Sunday. Evictions are on Thursday.
Oh, so then I didn't see the last one.
Oh, my God. Okay, all of you people out there who watch Big Brother, I need to talk to you about it in the comments. I hate Jared.
Which one's he?
And Cameron. Okay, you know what? If you're not going to watch it, don't ask questions.
No, I'm kidding.
He's Cerie's son.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
do people
still not know that they're related?
No.
No, they haven't figured it out.
I think like what the super fan knows or like one of the people know.
Izzy. Yeah. Izzy knows.
Yeah.
But
they make it such a big deal when they come out of the house. They're like, do you know the secret?
Yeah.
Who do you think has a secret relationship here? It's like
Jared's
the big twist.
Fuck. Dude, if it wasn't for his mommy telling him what to do, he'd be lost.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. I think nepotism is really, really taking a play in this game this year.
It is, Corelli. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, Cameron, not a fan.
Don't like him.
He looks like Danny Masterson.
Oh,
it's not his fault. I'm not saying he is. Not just say he looks like him. Yeah. Every time I see him now, I think of Danny Masterson. Mm,
I can see that. I'm just glad that red guy left. He was really fucking annoying.
Hey, Charlie, here's him. Hang
on. Oh,
I was shaking harder than a squirrel on an electric fence.
Oh, but do you think that was like a whole? Do you think that was like his whole like jig or
it
like
was because
that's, not, that's not really that's not really
that
him,
was his
right?
Jig. No, because this one part he was reading. Something to do with the veto, and he did not sound like that.
Oh, well, that's so part of being on Big Brother. They cast people that
characters.
Really play. They want characters.
We need Michaela on there.
Oh. That would be good. Michaela from TikTok.
Yeah,
Michaela.
What's her name? Pot too.
Jule.
Jule.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta
wait.
Catch
is Cameron
up.
The guy? Is Cameron the guy who's deaf?
Cameron?
No, that's Matt.
It's Cameron.
Cameron. Cameron is the guy that looks like Danny. Look at all of those. Who looks like Danny Masterson?
Matt is so hot, and I want him to win. He is by far my favorite.
Is Matt
one.
The? Is he the deaf one?
Though mm-hmm. He was quoting Andrew Tate recently.
Oh, which one is he? I can't.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Didn't I hate for them myself, all. Then so. I don't know what to say. I like Jag.
I like Jag. That's one of my faves. Some people hate Jag.
Why?
I don't know.
What has he done? Well, see, I don't know. I feel like I'm so out of the loop because I don't watch the live feeds anymore. And you have a whole different perspective on this house if you watch the live feeds. So I don't really.
Cameron, the bearded man.
Yeah.
He does look like Danny. Yeah, he does look like Danny.
Oh, and I like that other guy.
Okay.
The top right next to Cameron on the right. What's that guy's name? Corey. I like Corey too.
Yeah, he's fine.
I like Corey.
What's this guy's name?
That's Hysam. He's out.
Gone.
Hysam was kind of a jerk.
Totally.
Oh yeah, he was an asshole.
Nice.
He was
anyway.
Annoying.
That's Fred.
You know, it's annoying. Probably us because a lot of people don't even watch.
Well,
the show
they should.
Like, what
we should turn this whole channel into Big Brother podcast. I love Big Brother. It's a great
I
show.
Know you did. Maybe you could start your own Big Brother show.
Okay.
Big
it
sister?
Would only be good for like 3 months out of the year, though.
It could be. It could be called BJ Big Janelle.
Big Chanel.
BJ. Welcome to the BJ show, everyone.
Did you have a lot of TV time? Guys, these three went down hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
we
disgusting.
Got the Sorry.
Thank you for that.
I can't breathe. There's so much shit in my throat. Still.
As you probably remember at the end of last week's episode, they were starting to die. And then I started getting just like mentally thinking.
But you never got it.
No, I'm fine.
Rewatching that?
You look like a cute little Pikachu today.
Thank you.
Little ray of sunshine.
You are
a little ray of sun.
That's
sweet.
Well, yeah, you guys all got the vid. Yeah.
I don't know for sure if I had the vid.
Janelle, yes, you had the vid.
No, maybe not, though.
Everybody else got
you
sick.
Took an expired test and you only took one.
Yeah. Don't out me like that. I'll get hate. I don't have it. I'm fine. I haven't had a fever in like 4 days. Feel great.
You're past. You're can't all good breathe. Now.
But yeah, we had the vid and it sucked.
Tons of people from the wedding got it.
Oh, yeah.
So many people in general are getting the vid.
You and Jared both got it. Jared's parents got it.
Jared's brother got it. My cousin got it.
Wow.
Oh, a lot of people did. Because, I mean, we were all... Oh, yeah. I don't understand how my sister didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because we spent the night... I spent with her on Friday.
Has she ever had it before?
Yeah.
Mm.
And my mom didn't get it.
Interesting.
That would, and my dad didn't either. So
those genes are strong.
Some people bypass. Like, you bypass it. Don't know how, but...
Yeah, I don't know how I didn't get it. So I've never had COVID. I want to never get it ever is my goal in life.
You're lucky. So it's funny because like I got it last year and I got it. I mean, I tested. I probably had it for a few days, like not long at all. And last year I had literally no symptoms whatsoever. I was like spry as a dog. Like I was
really?
I was
spry as a dog.
Mine was worse last year.
Really? Yeah, no, this year I went down pretty hard. Like I was like on death's door. Like, I was drinking so much cinnamon tea.
You three sounded so bad. Every time you'd send me like voice memos or I talked to one of you on the phone, I was like, holy shit. I'm glad I got out of this state.
These poor girls.
I just slept for pretty much 24 hours. Like, I would lay in bed. I'd wake up and I want to get out of bed so bad just because like getting angst. I just forced myself to sleep. And I truly think that's like why Jared and I were able to get over it. But yeah, we're like laying there both dying. And I'm like, this is such a, you know, COVID honeymoon.
It is a COVID honeymoon. Kind of. I mean, it'll always remember it.
Yep. Won't forget it.
I'll never forget
my
either.
My throat was so sore. Loved it.
Well, at least you guys can cuddle and stuff since you both had it.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we both just pretty much slept. And then at one point, he tried to get me to take the dog out.
Like, you're right.
I'm really not feeling well. But no, it was good.
That is one thing right now that I'm really happy about is that I don't have a dog. Because I would be the only one be able to like take the dog out.
Yeah, that would suck.
No, me and Jasper, we cuddled all weekend. She was a great nurse. Jasper was the best nurse.
Okay, Jasper's her cat, if you didn't know.
Yeah, she's my cat. But yeah.
Kitties are the best.
The old vid.
The old
it's
vid.
All good though.
Yep.
Back and better than ever, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good thing we didn't record Mile Higher last week.
No, I'm sure I made the call.
When I saw how bad you guys were doing, I was like, I'm not doing that. And then going to DC, that's going to be a bad situation. So, yeah, I realized that this is the first week where the episodes are switched. And so we made the announcement on Mile Higher last week, like, oh, yeah, next week it's going to be on Thursday. And then surprise, it's just not going to be at all. But
this will be coming out on Wednesday. So hi.
Yeah.
Happy hump day.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesdays, folks. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I feel like hump day is a good day for the sesh.
Hump day.
Hump day.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
Yes. You clearly have never seen that.
I've seen it. Spider-Man guy in the bathroom?
Yeah, he's like,
oh, yeah, I know you're talking. I've heard that.
I think I missed that one out.
Okay.
Missed that one out.
Yep.
Well, anyway, we are here and we are ready to rock. Last week was a very heavy episode. We had to talk about some really serious shit, which needed to be talked about. Mm. But this week, we wanted to keep it a little lighter. We actually saw some comments saying, like, this was informative, but it was kind of a bummer. And I get that. It was a bummer to record it. It was, like, depressing as hell to record last week's episode.
Twas.
Sometimes you just got to do it because it's important to talk about these things. But this week, we have mostly pretty, you know,
nothing that
spicy,
sad.
Nothing sad, I don't think.
No.
No.
But before we get into that, I do want to mention that Higher Love Wellness, my brand, is having a big sale right now. Like, tons of things are on sale. We have our natural hemp tincture on sale, our cool mint tincture, our topicals, our waxes, our dab pen, vape battery, and our merchandise. It's all 20 to 25% off. Waxes are $20 for all flavors. So take advantage of that, friends. That will be linked below, of course, higherlovewellness.com.
Woo.
Jumping in here.
Oh, boy.
Lauren Boebert.
Lobo.
Blowing fat clouds.
Lobo.
At Beetlejuice.
Can someone explain to me what Beetlejuice is really quick, though?
Oh, my God. Really?
It's a kid's show, right?
No.
No.
It's a movie. It's like a I thought like it was Halloween-ish.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But it's like kid friend, like kids like it. Well, yeah,
but kids like it, but it's not for kids.
Okay, but it's like a family thing. Tons of kids were there.
It's kind of like
I can't really say much. I've never seen it.
Oh,
I just know of it.
Beetlejuice.
Isn't it like that one other family? Like they're the ghosts.
Yeah, so you say, the thing is, you say Beetlejuice three times, he appears.
Right.
There's this, the main girl, I forgot her name, I haven't watched this in a long time, but she, like, gets transported to his world.
Beetleland.
And, honestly, I don't know what I've watched it so many times, but I could not tell you what it's about.
Hell yeah, baby.
I was Beetlejuice one year for Halloween, though.
Oh, were you?
Yep.
That's cute. You could rock that.
Yep. I was green and slimy.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways...
Lauren went to the show, Lauren Boebert, which if you're not familiar with Lauren, she is one of the worst people on planet Earth, in my opinion.
And just happens to be representing Colorado.
Yeah. Love that for us.
Colorado Springs, to be specific.
Yeah. She's a wild one. So this happened on Sunday, September 10th. She was with someone else on a hot date and
hot
they were
date.
Vaping and singing while recording the performance, which is not allowed. They were literally using flash photography. And this, what theater was it at?
I think it's the Buell. One of the Denver Center Performing Arts theaters.
Yeah. Very nice. Buell. Very classy.
You ever been to the Buell?
Yeah.
Very nice
course.
Place.
We went together.
Wouldn't dare vape in it.
Remember the Lion King? That's where we saw the Lion King when we were kids.
Is that where they do the Nutcracker?
Yeah. I think so. They do all the things there. It's like the big theater here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and Usher had to ask them to leave, and he threatened to call Denver PD after they refused to go. And here's the surveillance footage, which I loved that there was footage of this because at first Lauren tried to deny it. She said, I ain't been no vaping.
She said it was fog.
Mm-hmm. Fog from the, fog
just,
from the show.
Just right there. Just right there, though, right around her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being a public figure, a public elected official, and smoking fat clouds in the middle of a indoor auditorium?
In front of a pregnant lady.
Yeah. In front of a pregnant
and kids.
We'll
get to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So this is her getting escorted out. Because this is before, like we said, the footage really like was released.
And this video has no sound, by the way.
Yeah, so they're like, sorry, ma'am, it's time to leave. She's like, no. Oh my God, so rude. I wasn't
She's
doing
like,
anything.
Do you know who I am? Well, she actually did pull that card, of course. Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's even more embarrassing.
And the date's like, all right, let's stop making a...
Get the fuck out, Lauren.
Just watch what she does, too, when she walks out of the auditorium. Keep that in
getting
mind.
Their things. Come on, follow me.
Dude,
do you know who I am?
Look at her. You would think you'd know better in her position at her grown-ass age.
And she's like,
look at this. Oh, here. Oh, flip the bird.
You.
Flip the bird.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Don't you
she
dare
says,
talk
I'm going to call
like
the mayor.
Do you know who I am?
My daddy invested toasters.
What?
Invented toaster strudels.
Oh, yeah. And then look at
wait,
this.
Her dad
out.
Invented toaster strudels?
No, Janelle. Oh, my God.
I was like, damn, honestly, I'm kind of a fan
now. You know
now.
What that's from?
No, I don't.
Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
My
I do
daddy,
remember that.
The inventor of toaster
strudel. I remember that.
That's Gretchen Wiener's daddy, right?
Mm-hmm. That movie's a classic. I just haven't seen it forever. Anyways, yeah, there was a pregnant woman sitting behind her, so that's nice.
And she asked her to stop, and she said, fuck you.
And she was like, bitch,
I'll do what I want. Lauren
She's
Boebert.
Like, I'm Lauren Boebert.
The pregnant
Can't
woman.
Can't tell me what to do.
All right, so you can Boebert literally see the clouds. So this is when she had to admit that she actually did it, because she did try to act like this is all
Yeah, her rep said
fake.
That was denied.
This
it.
Is the pregnant,
pregnant
lady telling her to stop.
Sitting behind Boebert told the Denver Post she asked her to stop vaping.
Look at, so rude.
Her one-woman show continued. Taking flash photos,
flash
raising
photos.
Her hands and dancing.
Her often date looks embarrassed.
Clapping or standing up in the crowd. Boebert occasionally took a break from being disrupted.
So
where's
again,
the footage of the?
It hasn't come out yet because it took a few. It took like a day or
okay,
so.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead in the timeline. Yeah. All right.
So they ask her to stop. She says no. Anyways, also apparently during the first intermission, there was an announcement that was like, "Hello, everyone. Please follow the rules of conduct."
Mm-hmm. They should have just said her name.
Lauren. So anyways, she's denying vaping. And then this little number comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And it all breaks open.
Boebert, Say it three times and she appears in security video from a weekend performance of Beetlejuice, where the congresswoman was kicked out of the theater for being disruptive. The DCPA says she was vaping. Boebert's team denied that, said the haze was from fog machines in the show. That claim goes up in
smoke. She's not even subtle. She just blows that right out immediately. You'd think she'd at least try to like slowly let it out her nose or something if she was going to try to hide vaping.
So
fucking idiot.
She is caught vaping, but here it gets better. Then there's footage of her getting frisky with her little date there. What's his name again? Quinn Gallagher.
Quinn.
Yeah, let's check this out. This made me feel so uncomfortable to watch.
He's saying,
I hate watching this. So there's no sound. Look at his hand real handsy.
Yeah.
Oh, he look at her hand. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sexy.
At the Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. Nothing hotter
delicious.
Than Beetlejuice.
I'm going to tell you something. Beetlejuice gets bee frisky. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. It should not. It should not.
And it makes her want to get her Beetlejuice out and smoke it.
Yes.
She's part of Vape Nash now.
Ew.
No.
Vape Nash.
She'll never be a part of Vape Nash.
Absolutely not. Do not say that. Only the cool kids are a part of Vape Nation.
How do you do it? I don't know.
It's like a little...
Now, this is just gets better and better because her date, Quinn, is supposedly a Democrat who cashes in on drag performers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know, Lauren has been a very outspoken congressperson against drag and just LGBTQ anything.
Yep.
And is all about protecting the children. Meanwhile, she's getting groped while there's kids around in public.
While there's a pregnant woman behind her.
Yeah. So he co-owns a place called Hoochcraft Cocktail Bar. It's in Aspen. And it has a Winterland burlesque and drag show that he has hosted or that this bar has hosted before. So
sounds
very
fun.
Interesting. Yeah, sounds like a blast. Why is he with her, though? When she is so anti-drag and all about protecting the kids.
I am so curious how these two connected. And what's the story here? Do they just completely ignore all politics and just whatever? Or does she not actually believe in the things that she says? She just says them to further her agenda.
Or maybe she doesn't know that he is a co-owner of this bar. Because don't forget, back in 2022, she tweeted, "Take your children to church, not drag bars."
How would she not know?
Yeah.
At least he's, I mean, maybe she didn't know he was the owner of it, but I'm sure politics have come up. You're on a date with fucking Lauren Boebert.
Maybe he was lying.
Lobo. That's her new name.
Lobo. I've been hearing people call her that, and I'm on that
train.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Or Lobo.
That's good. Lobo Low.
Yeah, I'd imagine that would come up at some point. She'd find out that he's a Democrat, and not only that, he owns a bar that hosts drag events.
Dude, I don't know why... The hypocrisy in this angers me so much.
I know. She's just
she
such a fucking
idiot. She has also attacked the use of drag queens for military recruiting. In May, she posted, "The U.S. Navy is now using drag queens for recruitment. Do our military leaders understand that China and Russia see this stuff and prepare accordingly? We need a non-woke military. Better yet, an anti-woke military."
I would love for her to elaborate on what she means by they prepare accordingly.
Also, when is the
last
time?
The preparation for that look like? You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Curly?
No, okay. Also, when have drag queens ever been like military scouts?
Yeah, I'm not really
I'm
sure
trying
what
to
she
like,
means by that.
I mean, honestly, I might sign up if it was a drag queen scouting, but
what is China and Russia going to do in opposition to that? They're like, okay, well, they've got a bunch of drag queens in their army, so we're going to have drag show decoys that we bring them all in and then we ambush them. I mean, just like, what does that even fucking mean?
What's the correlation?
Who knows what goes through her mind? So Lauren previously did try to deny the vaping allegations, like we said, but Lauren did go back on the story and had to do the good old apology on Facebook Friday, September 15th, probably because of all the criticism that she was getting for her behavior because people
so
lit
good.
Her ass up. She never mentions the fondling incident, though. She's such a good holy woman. She's not going to own up to that. The past few days have been difficult and heartbreaking. I'm truly
humbling.
Sorry. Oh, humbling. I'm truly sorry for the unwanted attention my Sunday evening in Denver has brought to the community. While none of my actions or words as a private citizen that night were intended to be malicious or meant to cause harm, the reality is they did, and I regret that. There's really no perfect blueprint for going through a public and difficult divorce, which, okay, this has nothing to do with your fucking divorce, lady, which over the past few months has made for a challenging personal time for me and my entire family. I've tried to handle it with strength and grace the best I can, but I simply fell short of my values on Sunday. That's unacceptable, and I'm sorry. Whether it was the excitement of seeing a much anticipated production.
My God.
She says, I couldn't stop. She's like, it was Beetlejuice. I had to get out my Beetlejuice and smoke it. And I needed to get fondled and I needed to take flash photography and I needed to yell at everyone who called me out. Okay. She's like, I was just anticipating the show.
Beetlejuice just makes me want to touch wieners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She couldn't contain that enthusiasm. She says, I genuinely did not recall vaping that evening.
Shut the fuck up.
I blacked out. I had no recollection.
I was too excited about Beetlejuice. I had no idea what was happening. I got the beetle bug, and that's just it.
Got the beetle bug.
When I discussed the night's event with my campaign team while confirming my enthusiasm for the musical, regardless of my belief, it's clear now that it was not accurate.
You fucking idiot.
It's not accurate. My belief was not accurate. I had no recall on this event. It was not my or my campaign's intention to mislead. No, no, no. We didn't want to lie to you all. But we do understand the nature of how this looks. It looks fucking bad. We know we will have to work to earn your trust back. And it may not happen overnight, but we will do it. We will do it. I am deeply thankful to those in the 3rd District who have defended me and reached out this week and offered grace and support when I needed it the most. I've learned some humbling lessons these past few days, but I vow moving forward, I will make you proud. Thank you, Lauren. I take all that to heart. She's going to really make us proud.
She's already making me proud because
mm-hmm.
she went on One America News and had a little chat.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys know about her husband and how he got charged for lewd exposure?
Yeah.
For like really? Showing his penis to kids.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I think at a bowling alley.
At a bowling alley.
If I believe.
Really? Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Wait. Hold, yeah, can't her. Just drop that and not explain.
Okay, yeah. So back in 2004, his name's Jason Boper.
Oh, this was a while ago. Okay.
This was a while ago.
Why didn't I hear about this?
So they were at a bowling alley in Colorado. She was 17 at the time, by the way, and he was 24. And this is right before they got married, I believe. He pled guilty to public indecency and lewd exposure after
whipping his wiener out, I'm pretty sure.
Literally after whipping, because he had a tattoo on his penis.
At a bowling alley.
So, yep.
So what led up to that?
Oh, he wanted to
show
his...
He just did it?
He was drunk.
Yeah,
he wanted to show... He had a strike and wanted to celebrate? Like, what? How did this unfold?
You know
how... Had this unload,
nice,
I
talk.
Should say.
No, literally, no.
Remember that bowling thing?
No.
What? We have to play. Now you need context of why I just said that.
Yeah, please.
Nice cock bowling. Like, you know, like after you get a strike or something, the bowling animation.
On bowling Wii?
Oh, it looks like a penis?
Yeah, but no, but there's like this one that someone made that was like, nice cock. Yeah, Wii bowling. Yeah, go to this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're talking about the Wii bowling. Oh.
But they like...
Nice cock.
That is Lauren Boebert's husband.
That no, literally. Yeah.
Very nice.
He wanted to show off his ink.
Okay, let's watch her apology.
One America News. I've never heard of that. What is that?
Don't know.
Oh, you're about to see. No.
Yeah, OWN.
Oh, it is OWN?
No, not OWN, not the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Well, of course she goes there.
Lauren Boebert getting kicked out of the Buell Theater in Denver, Colorado.
What the media does. It's what the media does.
This guy looks like Bill Hader.
What went down?
He does.
So, I was a little too eccentric. I'm very known for having a animated personality, maybe overtly animated personality. I was laughing. I was singing, having a fantastic time. Was told to kind of settle it down a little bit, which I did. But
curb your enthusiasm,
my
lady.
Next slip up was taking a picture of
right. You can't take any images of the play. I've done it too. I've snuck them. Right. So you got thrown out because you took a pic and you weren't supposed to. But you know
what?
Here's my
boy.
There was no arguing. There's reports saying that I was arguing, threatening to call the Denver mayor.
You were. You were yelling at people.
The Denver mayor. I think he would have tried to lock me up.
Yeah.
There's reports saying I was on the board of something. I don't know what I'm on the board of. I'm on the edge of a lot of things. Let me tell you. But
well, probably the people that complain. Here's what I'm thinking. You're in Denver, Lauren. It's very liberal. The people that complain to the ushers that you're being noisy could have recognized you and been like, oh, that's that MAGA girl. Yeah, exactly. You know how they are.
That's what happened.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, I think you explained it well enough and the mainstream media can take a fly in. You take care. Have a good day.
Huh?
Appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
You're off the hook, Lauren. Bunch of overreacting from those liberals out in Denver.
Damn liberals. So what happens when you go to Denver?
Clearly, you just got excited.
She was overly eccentric.
Yeah, she loves Beetlejuice, dude. It's been like her whole life waiting for this moment at Buell. Big date night out.
And Quinn couldn't help himself but get a cop a feel.
Mm-mm. She had to cop a feel too.
They both cop a feel. Dude, she went in there with both hands.
Yeah, she's like tugging at his, you know, tug.
How lovely.
His little beetle.
Like, why wouldn't you just do that at home? Like, why?
Because it's more fun to do it in public at Beetlejuice at the Buell Theater. Duh.
Snaky.
Also, can we just get a round of applause for the security cameras in this theater?
Yeah.
Honestly, that is night vision. Quality. Like, that is night vision quality. That is...
Now I know not to pull anything at the Buell Theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently better security footage than they have at the Denver International Airport.
Why?
Because our car got broken into.
Oh.
And there's no footage of it. They have a camera on the actual airport, but not in the parking garage.
Hell yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome home.
Yeah. It's a nice little birthday treat for Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Just broke into his truck with a crowbar. Opened it up.
Where is the car now?
In our garage. They disabled the horn. It's all fucked, so they have to bring it in and
take a look.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The cop we talked to was like, they were going to come back and steal this thing because they took the owner's manual.
Why don't just steal it then?
Because I don't remember why. Because they have to like figure out the manual and stuff. I don't know.
They had to study.
I got confused.
They
got
to study it up first.
He said that's what they do. They come back and he was like, they're probably going to come back tonight. But he was like, chances are we would have seen it before the end of the day and we would have moved it to the impound lot. But sometimes they miss it. And apparently DIA's got a major problem with stolen cars.
Don't bring your car, DIA.
Yeah. Well, don't bring your truck. Apparently it's trucks. Mm. But anyway.
Honestly, they can steal my car. Write me a check.
There you go.
Just kidding. That wouldn't happen. All right. Anyways. Yeah. Shout out to Boebert. Real proud of her.
Oh, yeah. Proud to be a Coloradan.
She's making Colorado real proud, honey.
Hell yeah, baby. Ooh.
Breaking news.
Okay, so right after we finished recording this, something came out on TMZ saying that sadly Lauren and her buddy are no longer together. She actually told TMZ, quote, all future dates have been canceled and I learned to check party affiliations before you go on a date. She said, but all in all, you know, it was mostly a lovely time and, you know, I've taken responsibility for my actions. Would love to know how the musical ended and I encourage people to go and see it. She also said, I'm pretty sure you told the world I went on a date with a Democrat. Obviously, she would not want to be caught dead being on a date with a Democrat. She said he's a wonderful man and it was, you know, a great time to go out, have dinner and enjoy a show. And yeah, now it's back to work. We're here in D.C.
All right. Next up, we have some crazy airplane stories, which literally happens every week.
This one's so good, though.
Mm-hmm. There's two, actually, we wanted to talk about today. So first, September 8th, a couple was exposed doing the dirty on an EasyJet flight from London to Ibiza. Mm-hmm. And there's video of it, which is pretty insane.
This is so good.
Can we play it?
Yeah. Why not?
Should we?
Yeah. We could just blur the body part. They don't show anything.
Body,
yeah.
But okay. So I'm confused, though, because why didn't they lock the door?
So how do they both get in there? Those are some tiny ass bathrooms.
People do it all the time.
Mile High Club.
People be fucking in airplanes.
That is sick.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Like someone's butt is touching the wall.
For sure. Oh, it's so small. Yeah. Every
balls
time I'm in there,
the
I always
wall.
Think about like how many people have fucked in here.
Ugh.
I refuse to go to the bathroom in an aircraft.
Oh, I always do.
I can't, no.
My bladder lasts like 2 hours max.
No, you know, so I always have like this really weird like imagery that like I'm going to get sucked into the toilet.
The toilets scare me, dude.
I know,
the
flush is intense.
Ears. Me too.
Really?
I'm like a little kid because it's just anxiety. Yeah, literally every single time.
I had to close it.
Yeah, I do like the same thing, you know. I plug my ears too because I'm like, I'm going to get sucked in.
Okay, so
wait, was it one of you guys that thought they just dropped the shit?
No, that was, I think that might have been me.
Yeah.
Don't stand below an airplane.
Shut up. Well, you thought I just dropped out?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I know. It's silly.
So yeah, let's see this video. Opening the bathroom door mid thrust. So everyone knew that this was happening. People have their phones.
The girl turning on her phone.
He's like, what the fuck, bro?
He's like, I need to finish.
Why didn't you idiots lock the door?
Oh, I think it's a flight attendant. He's like,
that's the pilot?
No, that's a
flight attendant.
Yeah.
He's like all stressed.
Because it's at the back, right? That looks like the back of the plane.
Yeah.
Imagine the walk of shame out of there.
Dude, I don't think they feel shame. I think they feel proud.
Ugh.
I really don't get why they didn't close the door. And I'm also confused. If the flight attendant knew that this was going on, clearly everyone on the plane knew that this was happening. Yeah.
They could probably
and
hear
he was
it.
Like, let me just bust the door open while all these people have their phones out. Let's just have a show.
I know. I'm really confused the backstory behind that.
Uh-huh.
And do they have like a universal key that they got in, or did the people not lock it?
I don't think they locked it.
I have so many questions.
I don't think they locked it. A universal key?
I'm sure they do.
What if they were sick or something? Like, what if them was like shitting their brains out and the other was just trying to help them?
But that's not what was happening.
And they just bust the door open? They're like, universal lock?
Well, maybe they heard.
Well, I think they heard, like, because, yeah, they definitely heard.
Yeah, clearly they knew what was going on.
But you could tell the flight attendant was like, didn't know what to do. And the people sitting there were like, open it, open it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the better move would be like, open it and kind of, you know, stand in front of it and kind of look in or tell, like, say, hey, we're going to open the door or something. But instead, maybe he's like, all right, 1, 2, 3, everybody your phones
they
out.
Warned them. Maybe they were like, yeah, you like, need to get out. You need to come out.
Yeah,
and they didn't. People like, probably other people probably had a poop, and like these people were taking way too long.
Dude, she was very like bent weird. Over the toilet. Like, mm-hmm. I would not want my face near that.
Pierce Sawyer, 23, was filmed in an uncompromising position with a woman in the lavatory of a plane.
So they did find out who it was,
and now he is banned from traveling with the airline.
So it's illegal, right?
Well, it's
indecent exposure. I'd assume.
If the door's shut, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't fuck on in a public place, I don't think.
I think it's very strange that the door was just open like that. Such a bust-through moment. It was almost like he was like, all right, people, get your phones out. Get ready. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I feel like they had to have like a couple warnings before, like, knock once. Hey, come out. And then
knock once.
They didn't come out. And then,
like, all right. We're about to blast you on the internet.
We're about to blast you.
Honestly, that's some good in-flight entertainment.
It is.
But I mean, imagine
seems
if there
like
was
the
like,
people on board were having a fun time with it.
But imagine if there were like kids on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would be kind of like concerned about. Like,
oh, there probably were.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were. Imagine explaining that to your children.
Mommy.
What's going on in there?
I'd be like, oh,
honey, don't ask.
She's sick and he's just making sure that she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Janelle popping in here to say that I actually found some more stuff having to do with this whole story. So Pierce was the guy's name, as we said, and it was actually his 23rd birthday. And this is crazy, guys, but he had actually met that girl in the airport that day. His mother, whose name is Elaine, has actually come out and talked about the whole thing. She said it's not something a mom wants to see, and she doesn't think the pair were doing any harm and claims that the steward shouldn't have just opened the door. She also said that he's just a single lad and that his friends were just having a good time in the airport when they met the woman who would later join the so-called Mile High Club. So yeah, they had just met in the airport, which is makes it even funnier, honestly. She says that her son is probably just wanting to forget that this even happened, that he doesn't want to talk about it. And yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but like she said, he didn't mean any harm. We were talking about, you know, okay, even though they didn't actually get arrested as far as we know or charged, there is a law that they did break. Section 71 of the Sexual Offenses Act of 2004 states that it is illegal to have sex in a lavatory to which the public has access. So, boom, there you go.
I think it's very strange that the door was just open like that. Such a bust-through moment. It was almost like he was like, all right, people, get your phones out. Get ready. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I feel like they had to have like a couple warnings before, like, knock once, hey, come out. And then
knock once.
They didn't come out. And then
like, all right, we're about to blast you on the internet.
We're about to blast you.
Honestly, that's some good in-flight entertainment.
It is. But I mean, imagine people on board were having a fun time with it.
But imagine if there were like kids on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would be kind of like concerned mm-hmm. about. Like,
oh, there probably were.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were. Imagine explaining that to your children.
Mommy.
What's going on in there?
I'd be like, oh, honey, don't ask. They're, she's sick and he's just making sure that she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would do the same.
Throwing up.
Well, anyway, this couple was met by police upon their arrival, but it isn't clear if they were arrested.
I don't think they were. No. Pretty sure he's just banned from flying.
For life?
Banned too.
From that airline.
From that airline.
Okay. Sir, you're stuck in Ibiza.
You're never moving again. Hope you like trains.
I took a plane to Ibiza.
And then I stayed there forever. God.
Stayed there forever.
Because I pulled my pants down and bent a chick over and decided to fuck.
That was great. Thank you for that.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What's worse, though? Shitting on the runway or the aisle of a plane or having sex in a plane getting caught?
I think this one is much worse. This story is so horrible.
I feel like most of you probably heard this. But we were like, okay, we're already talking about the plane.
Well, we've wanted to talk about it the past couple weeks, but other things have been more important to discuss. But we had to touch on this. It's crazy. So this was December 1st, a Delta Airlines flight. Oh, sorry. What did I say?
December.
Right. Yes, December. Mm-hmm. It's been that long since we waited to cover. September 1st, Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to Barcelona with 336 passengers on board. They were forced to turn around after traveling for 2 hours because a passenger suffered a medical issue, aka ass trauma, all down the aisle of the plane. Terrible. I feel so bad for this person, bro. I would straight jump off the plane.
I can't think of many things worse.
It's really horrible.
Like everyone's,
I'd be like, can someone get me a parachute? I'm out. This is awful. So sad.
Hey, pilot, please.
Wait, okay. You have to hear the clip, though, the pilot talking about the incident.
Mm-hmm.
A mile and that issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane. So they want us to come back to Atlanta.
They want us to come back to Atlanta.
My God.
Down the aisles of the airplane.
Dude, and there's video of it. Watch we will it. Not show
no,
it.
No, why?
Oh, we're going to show
Let's
it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been warned. You're about to see some shit.
If you don't like it, look away.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's really, it's one of the craziest things we've ever seen. Like, this looks like something out of a movie.
Oh, this poor soul.
Oh, man.
How did you do it,
dude?
How did you do that?
Dude, you have to be so sick. I mean, maybe they had like a...
It had to have been overflowing.
Oh.
Have you ever had a problem on the plane?
I've thrown up on the plane. I've never had like a shitting problem.
I've had it
suck.
I've had it where the seatbelt sign's on and I'm like, I have to shit so bad. And then if I try and get up, they yell at you and I'm like, listen, bitches.
Well, after this,
I'm gonna shit the seat.
Do you remember the Delta flight?
Delta flight.
Is about to happen.
There needs to be a code. Delta flight yes. means you can get up.
Oh my God, that'd be so bad.
Because this is so fucked up, man.
Oh, so bad. Okay, now I get it. Wow, I totally thought they're like in the bathroom and it overflowed so much, but clearly they're in their seat trying to get up and that's why it's down the aisle.
They dribbled down the whole aisle, dude.
You thought that they were shitting so much it overflowed?
I thought that too, Sydney. I really thought that too. I was like, damn. Like,
came out their pants. Do we know if it was a male or a female?
It was an older lady.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
No, they had to sit there for 2 hours. Like,
dude, imagine the embarrassment. It's like not really their. It is their fault, but like, it's not really. Like,
it's
their
not
body,
your fault.
Your body betrayed you. Like,
no, that's fucked up.
No, it's
I
not your
sue.
Fault because it's not like you wanted to.
Who do you sue?
My asshole. My large intestine.
That poor
Someone
woman.
Said my partner was on the flight. It was pretty bad. It was dribbled down the aisle, smelled horrible. The vanilla scented disinfectant used on it only made it smell like vanilla shit. After the plane landed, it was thoroughly clean. They didn't leave until around 2:30 a.m.
Oh my God.
Someone said, both my wife and I were on the flight. It was a mess. The pilots made the right decision to turn around. The ground crew ripped out the carpet and put new in.
It took it took hours to clean this up too.
Yeah, well, they had to take out the whole carpet and everything.
Biohazard.
Oh my God, this poor person, this poor
woman. I know, I feel so bad. That's so sad.
That's just so embarrassing and painful. Like, diarrhea can be painful.
Oh yeah.
Really painful.
Oh my God.
And if you can't stop it, my God.
Dude, I can't even imagine, like, they're like walking down the aisle, they're like grabbing their butt and they're like, I'm so sorry, I can't.
Would you even speak? Like, I would just... I seriously would be like, open the door and let me off this plane. That's so horrible.
I don't know.
I would never recover.
No.
Ever.
No. I really hope this person was like an older person though.
Where they're just, you know, they're past it at that point. They're like
point of caring.
Mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's people with some, oh my God.
It was just like, like with some IBS and stuff. Like
Or she's just really sick. Man, that sucks.
Don't eat the fish on the plane. Don't eat the sushi from the plane.
There's plane sushi?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure that would cause an upset stomach.
Okay, guess what just popped off too? Another person. This chick apparently is yelling at people because she's Instagram famous and that she can't be kicked off the plane.
Oh, you know what? That is the rule. I got an official notification once I hit 100,000 followers. They said you can't be kicked out of anywhere, especially planes.
Because you're Instagram famous.
Yeah.
Have you ever used it? Mm-hmm.
Of course. I bring out my little card. And then I get a light up verification thing.
A light up.
Do you know who I am? Lauren Boebert should have used it. I don't know. She definitely has a card.
Right, right, right.
She's verified for sure.
All right. This is fun.
This chick kind of looks like Kim K, though.
Okay, go off.
Why was she being kicked off?
Don't know.
Call me a bitch again. Yeah, you guys did nothing wrong. My bitch, shut up. No, you shut the
she does look
up.
Like Kim.
You shut the fuck up and your bitch. Good you should film me. I'm Instagram famous, you fucking bum.
Fucking bum. Let's look her Instagram up just for fun since she is Instagram famous.
Yeah, let's see it.
Morgan Osman.
Yeah, look her up. Morgan Osman.
Morgan.
How many you don't know who she is?
Oh, okay. She should post that. She should make a fun little reel out of that.
Damn, she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
580,000.
Almost a million. Ooh, that's when you get the gold card when you hit a million, I've heard. I haven't, you know, gotten even close to that, but I hear you get a gold card.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Insta
baddie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go off, queen.
Very nice.
Yeah, circumstances are unknown as why she got kicked off.
Endless entertainment from people on planes. It's always a fun time.
I kind of like want that to happen. My planes are always boring as fuck.
I've never had an interesting thing happen
on a
plane. And
I want that to happen.
Would you use your influencer card, Janelle?
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, bitches, I have 34,000 followers.
You guys should have said that to the lady on the airplane when you're trying to use the restroom and she said no.
Oh, right. You should have your bachelorette.
Listen, excuse me.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who me and my cousin are? We have a podcast.
We have a combined following of almost 500,000.
I would have died. I would have wanted to like buried my head.
Sydney would have been like, I don't know these bitches. Yeah, like,
so do you know who this, she's the bride? She also has, how many followers do you have?
Not as many as you.
Oh my God. That's what it's all about in life. Followers. It's all that matters. Interesting times we live in.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I'm still waiting for something to happen on my airplanes.
Yeah, me too.
I want something to happen.
I know. Pop off. Let me see it.
Don't
I need a reason
that.
To film.
Why? Don't
see that. Okay, that's okay. Ooh, you're right, Kylie.
Why?
We know. Want something not dangerous to happen.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying
we
to.
We just want someone to act a fool and film it. That's exactly. All we're asking.
I want to be the. I want to be the person behind the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I want to turn my video into CNN or CNN, TMZ and be like, because I think TMZ pays for these videos, no?
Probably.
So I would like a nice check.
Yeah, I'd like a check. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen anything interesting.
You guys should do it, plan it together.
It's a good idea.
Act like you don't know each other.
We should get in a fight.
Yes. And then me and Sydney will be in like the back of the airplane. We'll be filming from the back.
Like, oh my God. Could be great for our show. The girls from the Sesh podcast have giant blow up and get kicked off of Delta Airlines.
The true beef. The true beef is here.
Mm-hmm. We need to like throw the fuck down.
Okay.
I got an idea.
Over the chairs.
Just kidding. That won't work.
What?
I was going to say I could cut your hair like I did when I was a kid, but you can't have scissors on a plane, so that won't work.
Try to get it past me. I'll get scissors on the plane.
Okay. That was not said.
No.
You can bring a razor.
Did you?
I have accidentally brought a razor before.
No, you're allowed to actually look
really?
It up. Like, I always thought you weren't. You're allowed to bring a razor.
What kind of razor?
Like when I was a teenager, I brought a razor on the plane on accident and I found it during the flight and I was like, oh my God, I have a weapon. It was so scary.
I always
Didn't
thought that too, but
someone recently had a gun in a Taco Bell burrito and try to get through security.
Yeah.
That was Jesus. Actually, that was me. Sorry.
Okay, you know what I was thinking about though when I was traveling this weekend? do they really look, when you give them your ID, how much are they really looking at you? Like sometimes you'll get someone that's really, they'll do it up, they'll go down, they'll up, you know, but a lot of the times I hand it to them, I feel like they don't even look at my face. Is that just me? But I'm like,
I don't know. I feel like they look at my face.
Yeah, sometimes really? They're annoying. Yeah. They're like looking at it and like me. I'm like,
yes,
I handed it to this dude yesterday that I swear did not make eye contact with me once. But the main thing
is like your boarding pass and your ID match each other.
But
so
you also have to match said ID and right, boarding pass.
But it's a little bit harder to get someone's random boarding pass.
What do you mean?
Like if it's not really you, how are you going to get, if you're not Kendall Ray, how are you going to get Kendall Ray's boarding pass and ID and not be Kendall
Ray? Someone could have jumped me in the bathroom, took my ID and my boarding pass. I'm just saying. I don't know. It always bothers me. Just like
beat up down. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, why
I
don't,
just think
time,
they should take a little
them?
Longer.
Be like, did you even look?
I should.
How do you
like,
know it's really me?
How do you know it's me?
How do you know I'm not?
And that picture looks so old. I don't even. I have like extensions now. Kendall. Like a whole new person.
next time you're gonna say that, they're gonna be like, all right, girl, we're gonna take it back to security. Yeah. We're not gonna let you fly.
I don't know. I just always think it's strange. Okay, what else do we have on the docket here? Oh yeah, Jen Shah. Haven't talked about her in a minute.
Have you started the new season?
I did. Fucking boring. Lame.
Is it of
Real Housewives Salt Lake?
Oh, mm-hmm. Salt Lake's back.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Oh, and guess who's back? Your favorite.
Mary.
Little girl.
Mm-hmm. She scares me. John hates
Mary
her.
Mary Cosby?
Yeah, she's fucking scary, horrible. This bitch.
I can't believe she came back, but it's boring so
I thought
far.
She was like...
Maybe some shit will pop off.
I thought she was boring. Being like racist, so they had to ask her to leave the show.
That's wouldn't what I thought doubt too. That. I don't remember. She is a psycho.
Dude, she's a wild one. Anyways, mm-hmm. Guess who's friends? In Prizzy.
Prizzy buddies.
Elizabeth Holmes. Mm-hmm. Jen Shah.
I wish we all knew this was going to happen. I'm pretty sure in our last recording on this, when we talked about Jen Shah going to prison with Elizabeth, that we were like, they're probably going to end up being friends. And they have. They really have become besties. It's been reported to people that the two of them have become friends and that they are both rehabilitating and have bonded over being on this journey of positive change. Their situations brought them together and they have a good understanding of one another. They're going to help each other get through it together.
What's cute is that Jen has become kind of a mother to Elizabeth.
Of course. Her mommy. Mommy Jen.
And apparently...
Hey, why did you use that voice? That was weird as fuck.
Mommy Jen.
Because that's the vibe
her
Jen
mommy.
Gives.
Yeah. Okay. She does not give mother to me.
Give you mother. Don't know she's like in there.
Also, I don't know. I feel like Jen is... She like needs a reason to like...
Be have like this like face of like mother.
I see what you mean. Like she's very. She seems like very like.
Well, she is a mom.
Well, she is a mom, but like she seems. Mom. I don't know. I see what you mean.
She
you know.
Teaches
I mean, Kendall.
A fitness class called Shamazing Abs.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And Elizabeth attends.
Yeah, Shamazing. She has everything is Shamazing. It's her whole brand. So of course she makes a fitness class.
Shamazing Abs.
Mm-hmm. They apparently have changed a lot behind bars.
They say that happens.
Prison changes you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
sweet that they're friends, honestly.
Apparently, Jen gets all the ladies together and they rally behind her while she teaches the fitness moves. And Elizabeth has been there right along with them. And Jen has also been tutoring other inmates with the goal to earn a GED.
Jen's going to earn a GED?
No, she's helping other people who want to get their GED. She's tutoring them.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that she's not anything like the show portrayed Jen to be. She's peaceful, but she's still funny and has her one-liners.
She's graduated anger management classes and is much more grounded.
Honestly, good for Jen.
Well, I don't think it would be very hard to become grounded and peaceful if you're in that nice of a fucking prison. I'll say that.
Yeah. The resort of a prison.
Yeah, it's literally a resort. So besties. Jen. I wonder what they'll do together afterwards. Maybe they'll make a little show.
They'll probably
podcast.
Actually, they will probably.
Podcast.
They probably will.
They will probably go to Burning Man because Elizabeth Holmes has gone years prior.
Are we surprised?
So, not surprised at all. But I see. I can feel it happening.
I wish they would allow filming in prison. Wouldn't that be so fun to see Jen being
filmed?
That would
be a good show.
Like the Real Housewives
Janelle
of prison.
Janelle totally tricked me. She was
I don't
like,
know if you believe this.
I fall for fucking everything. She's like, South Lake City Housewives is back. You got to watch it. They're filming Jen in prison. And I was like, holy shit. I gotta watch this right now.
I wish. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be. Because the show is boring as fuck without her.
Really?
Have you started it?
I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
How many episodes are out?
Boring. I've heard New York like is two. Really good right now. Yeah, I've only watched the first one.
Yeah, but my friend said that New York just got a whole new cast and that's way better.
Mm-hmm. My manager was going on and on about New York and how it's like really good.
Maybe I need a good show to watch.
I've seen most of New York, the older one. The old cast was wild, man.
I need, see, I don't do old well. I need like a new thing to watch.
I love the old ones. I love when it's so old that it's a square.
No, it's I can't like relate to anything. It's like boring and old.
I like that though. It's like, it's history.
It's history.
You know?
Pop history.
I love seeing the outfits, how times have changed. They have like flip bones.
I'm still on Vanderpump. I'm like halfway through Vanderpump
Keep
Rules.
Going.
Yeah, I watched the whole Vanderpump reunion, but none of the show.
Oh, you're probably like, what the hell?
Me and Josh were pretty captivated by it. I mean, they explained it all. It wasn't hard to like figure out what happened.
Really? That's like the last season, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that's why I watched it.
That Tom guy got his ass roasted and toasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He deserved it.
That was wild, dude. They were ripping him up.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking wild. I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, he has a lot of, there's a lot of reasons to rip that man up.
Dude,
so
people go didn't like get out Bravo whips reunions. And like start going
when they
at
went
him.
On that. But when they started talking about the girl too, they did not hold back.
Oh yeah, when she how they had to like bring her off the bus because she had a restraining order and other girl. Crazy
Ariana
shit. It's good entertainment.
What's the other girl's name?
Raquel. But Rachel. Yeah. Now she's Rachel.
Why is she Rachel now?
She's always been Rachel and changed it to Raquel, but now she's going back to Rachel.
Mm. Okay,
that's so weird. Why?
Probably because Raquel is awful human too.
So she's like, I can't have this name anymore. Yeah, back to my roots.
Yeah, Rachel.
Moving on here, we're going to be talking about Burning Man.
This is a fucking shit show.
Raining Man is what it should be called.
That is what they're calling it right now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm coming up with all the names people already have. Okay, Raining Man. This is pretty interesting stuff. Now, if you are on and about the internets the last couple of weeks, you've probably seen some things, and some of it you've probably seen isn't true. There's actually a lot about this story that I had seen that, you know, when I saw it, I was like, is that true? But I was kind of captivated by the whole story because there was a lot of tweets going around, a lot of TikToks that were claiming some pretty wild shit. Mm-hmm. So we're going to break it down here. Corelli and Sydney have done a deep dive into Burning Man, and they're going to be helping us understand what actually happened at this shit show of a festival.
It's not. They don't want to be called a festival.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an annual gathering.
At the playa.
Of being different.
Annual gathering.
At the playa.
At the playa.
The desert.
Okay. So let's start out with some history of Burning Man.
It is an event that is held in Black Rock City, which is a temporary city made exclusively for Burning Man in the Black Rock Desert.
Temporary? Does that mean that it like comes and goes?
Yeah. It means it's literally there for 10 days and then it's just back desert. To a desert.
It's in Nevada, about 120 miles away from Reno. The closest public airport to Black Rock City is the one in Reno, Reno Tahoe International Airport.
Oh, I was just there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where I saw Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I didn't actually see him. I saw his plane.
You basically saw him.
Basically saw him.
But you can, if you're, you know, attending the festival, don't say it out loud. You can take the Burner Express service to Black Rock City directly from the airport. However, they actually create an airport every year specifically for this. It's called the Black Rock Municipal Airport, and it rises from the dust each August to serve Black Rock citizens for 13 days. It says, our airport reawakens through the collective efforts and dreams of hundreds of exceptional volunteers. And private pilots can fly their own aircraft into the airport, but they must pre-register and qualify before flying due to winds and dust that can impact the aircraft.
One thing to note is that this entire, all of Burning Man is held together by volunteers. No one's paid. There's no money transactions throughout any of, I mean, besides to get there. But like everything is volunteer. Everything is made by volunteers. Like nobody gets paid to do Burning Man.
Right.
But they charge people to come in.
Absolutely.
Because you got to pay for all the shit. Like there's tons of props and
you'll see.
Yeah. So little history. First event took place back in 1986. Some dudes, their names are Larry Harvey and Jerry James. They built and burned an 8-foot human figure on Baker Beach in San Francisco. Let's listen to Larry describing how it all began. Why is there like an alien figurine at the very beginning? Wait, go back to the very beginning. What the fuck is that?
Oh, it was a transition out.
Oh, like,
well, it began spontaneously as a playful impulse.
playful.
It was the summer solstice, late June in 1985, the longest day of the year. A friend and I went down to the beach at sundown. We'd cobbled together a stick man made from scrap lumber. He wasn't very tall, about 8 or 10 feet, but then even someone an inch or two taller than one commands some degree of respect. 10 feet tall against a flat horizon seemed larger than life.
Larger than
so we
life.
Soaked him in gasoline because we didn't know any better. And when he was lit, he simply incandesced.
Oh!
For a moment, it turned night into day.
Hell yeah, baby. So, of course, every year since, the man has gotten taller. In 87, he was 15 feet tall. Then in 88, he was 30 feet tall. And in 89, he was 40 feet tall. And the man stayed 40 feet tall for a few years. And in 1990, the San Francisco Golden Gate Park police discovered this event and didn't allow them to burn the man because of potential fire hazard. No shit. Let's burn a 40-foot man. Nothing can go wrong. So they had to move it to Black Rock Desert. In 1990, and the rest is history. Now here we are today, baby. So, Carly, I think you mentioned this, but the grounds are referred to as the Playa.
So this used to be an old, it's an old bed lake. An old lake bed? Lake bed. So this used to be a
bed lake.
A bed. Lake. Yeah. It used to be a lake. Now it's a desert.
Right.
Yep. Mm. That's how things work.
And it's pretty big. 73,000 people attend pretty that's much every year.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So this year's theme was on Amelia, which is animals. So let's check out their little promo they got going on. Imagine tripping LSD and seeing this shit. I'd be tweaking.
I'd fully tweak. I'd end up like off in the desert.
Mary.
Hey.
Even when they black out, you know they won't forget. Rattling from the balcony, it shoots up mighty fine. They use their long prehensile tongue for opening the...
Woo! Hey, Hedgy. Looks fun.
It looks really fun, honestly.
All the furries. It's kind of, yeah, it's giving State Fair on acid.
Yeah.
Some of the past themes include good and evil, hope and fear, fertility 2.0, Da Vinci's workshop, waking dreams. So let's take a look at kind of what the whole festival is all about here so we can get an image of what we're dealing with. Carly has put together this beautiful montage throughout the years.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Corelli.
Well, I mean, these are existing videos that I just kind of added together.
Nice.
Mudslide, because it gets muddy there.
Oh, yeah. So this is 1995. Looks very...
Wow.
Artsy. Artsy.
Ooh,
artsy.
Sharp.
It's all about art.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Hmm. Some of the best parts of life.
A little BFE though.
Mm-hmm.
I like this song. Is this a copyright free?
It is. Yeah. I found. Yep. Yeah.
Girl. Hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that thing is creepy though.
And there's the burning man.
Dang, that thing
so
is.
So they're
big.
Burning the man. That's like the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Burning the man.
Yeah. One day Larry said, "You know what? I'm sick of this, Grandpa. Let's burn the man."
Mm-hmm.
Now listen here, folks.
This is 99.
Oh, that's
wow.
Cool.
Like a brick car.
Imagine tripping balls.
I would be freaking out if I saw that. It's creepy as it
dude,
is.
So creepy. Oh, imagine that on acid. I could never.
Is that a giant joint?
It's a no. It looks like a
praying mantis.
And there's so creepy.
Here's the big man.
Burning the man.
Stick it to the man.
So I don't quite understand why they don't want to call this a festival. It's clearly a festival.
No, Kendall, it's
but why not?
Not?
Why not?
Because it's...
I think they don't want to call it a festival, but like...
It's a festival.
Everyone else calls it a festival.
Because they're different, Kendall.
Wow.
I don't get it.
virtual burn. So this was in 2021 when they couldn't have
the COVID.
Yep.
This COVID like, Burning Man.
So they had like a VR experience. Oh, they had a VR.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Ooh. That's cool.
Oh, that is.
I mean,
but it's all virtual. All so in of all, course like, it can be cool.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, this seems like a really cool place.
It does.
It seems right up your alley, Curly.
I don't know if I'd ever go to Burning Man, not going to lie. It's a little too pretentious for me.
Ooh.
Mm.
T.
Okay.
So they have 10 principles that they abide by. Radical inclusion, gifting. It's very centered around acts of gift giving.
What do you mean?
So like exchanging different things. Like I'll give you something, you give me something.
It's all about like community and trade. Like helping each other out. And like I said, there's no money exchange. Like companies, there's no sponsors. Like it's all like, it's like a communal thing. Like you help me, I help you, neighbor, yeah, kind of thing.
So is like the food and drink free?
Yeah. Like some people that like will, that put it on, will bring some food, but everyone brings their stuff and pretty much just shares. Yeah. Everything.
Huh. You have to be a very, well, for this 1 week, you're a very giving and caring
modification.
Person. Yes.
Like you could have a bar. You could have a bar there if you want to drive two cars. One could be in bar for festival goers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Self-reliance.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Self-expression. Communal effort. Civic responsibility. My personal favorite. Leaving no trace. Our community respects the environment. We are committed to leaving no physical trace of our activities wherever we gather. We clean up after ourselves and endeavor, whenever possible, to leave such places in a better state than when we found them. Don't forget about that.
That's an interesting one for this time.
Yep. Participation and immediacy. So
these are like the commandments that like they want all burners to live through like every day of their life, not just during Burning Man. But as you'll see, this is very much just a, it's a very like facade-y kind of thing. It's like a, it's become now like a, like, in a very exclusive, elite thing.
That's what I've heard about
it. It's not so much like maybe back in like the 90s and early 2000s, I think it was very much like a
very different,
like a commune kind of like help me help you out kind of thing. You're paying to experience like, you know, like hardships essentially, like roughing it out in the desert for a week. Like
you have to pay to go.
But people bring like fancy shit. Mm-hmm. People glamp. And that's the thing too.
That's why it's become so elite. Is because it's not about that anymore. It's about glamping and having the biggest things, having like these huge like air conditioned domes, and like it's not. Mm-hmm. You're not roughing it out anymore. You're just going there to go do drugs for a week. You know what I mean?
Like Coachella.
It's kind of expensive because the tickets range from like $575 to over $2,500.
And how long is it?
So it's typically 10 days.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little over a week.
Yeah.
So like $500 for a full week. So it depends on what ticket you get and stuff. But that is, that's,
well, then there's like camp fees that are like another $5,000. So,
oh wow,
it can add up.
So what do they mean by immediacy? The immediate experience is in many ways the most important touchstone of value in our culture. We seek to overcome barriers that stand between us and the recognitions of ourselves, the reality of those around us, participation in society, and contact with a neutral world.
Natural.
Thank you. Natural world exceeding human powers.
I think that's more...
No idea can be substitute for this experience.
I think it's more so like losing the idea of like individuality and kind of just like coming together as like a collective.
We all become one.
But that is not the case for a lot of this.
Okay. Okay. Let's continue.
So in recent years, Burning Man has drifted from its, like Curly was talking about, hippie roots, and now has become very known for the luxury RVs. And it's like kind of like where Silicon Valley goes to do drugs and party.
Okay.
Seems.
Mm. A lot of tech bros go to this. Like Elon Musk has gone many years before. Like he's a super, like he loves Burning Man. And really? He didn't go this year, but he's gone for like almost a decade now. And he says is like his favorite place on earth.
Ugh, Elon. Don't talk to me about him.
So imagine like a festival with like
Hard pass.
Yeah, no thank you on that.
But this year was a bit different than the other years. Let's kind of go through the timeline. So August 27th is the first day of the festival. And the very first day, there was a big group of climate activist protesters from Seven Circles, which is a coalition of anti-capitalist and climate activist organizations. And they were basically trying to fight for like these, they said, they called it like simple demands, but they didn't want to have private jets being used anymore, or single-use plastics, unnecessary propane burning, which I'm like, this is kind of what Burning Man has become, no? So I guess in a way they were trying to make it like, make Burning Man Burning Man again.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Get rid of the unlimited generator use.
Right. Because the truth is that Burning Man is not good for the planet. There's like tens of thousands of people traveling to the middle of absolute nowhere. So all any resource that you want to use has to be brought in.
Plus all these generators that it must take to light all these art exhibits. Mm-hmm. And they set up a huge wooden statue ablaze, you know, during
the actual burning of the man.
Yeah. And then by doing that, they're pumping the atmosphere filled with carbon smoke. So, yeah, very bad for the environment. Over 90% of the event's carbon footprint comes not from the fires themselves, but the travel to and from Black Rock City, according to a 2020 environmental sustainability report from the Burning Man organization. Another 5% comes from gas and diesel burning generators that keep the lights on and the air conditioning running during festivals.
There should not be AC.
No.
It's very bizarre. Burning Man generates about 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide, and that's more than about 22,000 gas-powered cars produced in the year. So the climate activist protesters started out very nonviolent, although they did form a human blockade and chain themselves to a 28-foot trailer in front of the festival, causing bumper-to-bumper traffic for over an hour. But other than that, nonviolent. They had different signs like "Burners of the World Unite," "Abolish Capitalism," and "General Strike for the Climate." And of course, they were also handing out flyers to traffic that was coming through. Let's watch a video of that. I mean, overall, I don't think that's anything bad.
I think it's important that they were doing it, honestly.
Obviously, people weren't having it.
They're like, fuck you.
Or if it was causing them to wait in traffic.
But then the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribal Police broke up the blockade. So here is a clip of the police starting to get involved.
A little bit of a warning. It is a little like, I mean, the guy, like the cop car runs into the trailer as there were like people like chained onto the trailer. So just That's keep great. That in mind.
What was the purpose of doing that? Like, why do you really need to be doing that?
Yeah.
Listen to what he says.
That's pretty insane.
He said,
better move.
He said, I'm going to take you all out.
I'm
going to
fucking kill you. Okay.
We didn't want to show what happens after this because YouTube will not be pleased, but the officer got out of the vehicle and pulled a loaded gun out. Yelling at the protesters to get on the ground while threatening to shoot them.
That is absolutely insane.
It was really, really brutal. Like, and we just didn't feel comfortable sharing it. But like he literally says, get out of the way. I'm going to take you all out. I mean, that is pretty
there are so many other ways to deal with that.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
No, not surprising at all.
Four protesters were arrested with pending municipal code violations. And they have a court date for October. So that's all before the festival even starts. Now, fast forward to the 28th through the 31st, festival starts. Things are alive and weird.
So Friday, September 1st, 2023, before the rain comes in, prior to the disastrously muddy weekend, Diplo wakes burners by DJing in a hot air balloon. Lit. Literally.
Honestly, this is kind of cool. I would love to be awoken by Diplo in a hot air balloon.
Do you like Diplo? I don't even know any of his music.
I mean, I think
he would recognize it if you heard some of his music.
I thought he's kind of in hot water lately for something.
We probably can't play a lot of the sound of it because it might get copywritten.
Copywritten.
Copywrote?
Copyright. It's like a write, not wrote.
Copywrote.
It might get copywrote?
No.
So what would it be? Saying, what's like, the past tense?
There's no written because there's no wrote involved. It's copyright. Like the right.
Oh, copyrighted.
There's no writing.
Copyrighted?
It's R-I-G-H-T.
Copyrighted. Yes. It's copyrighted. Copywritten.
No, copyrighted.
Copyrighted. Mm-hmm. All right. But here he is in his hot air balloon. Bumping his tunes.
Oh, yeah, he's big on TikTok, huh?
Would you ever go in a hot air balloon?
I think I would. Although I'm really afraid of heights. I don't know.
We'll have to show you the video of people on the ground watching.
I would.
I'd like to go see a bunch of hot air balloons.
Like a festival?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's pretty cool. In New Mexico.
The Albuquerque Balloon Fest. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go this year.
Yeah. Eric was telling me, Eric from True Consequences, when he was here, told me that it's one of the coolest experiences.
Okay, they're so here's huge.
Yeah, they're massive.
Crazy how big they are.
Here's people from the ground watching the performance.
Little Diplo and his little balloon.
I would not go in a fucking balloon, man. Hell no. That thing is sketchy looking.
I would love to.
I think it'd be a cool experience.
Imagine.
It's in a basket that's being held up by hot air. I'm good. That's scary.
I've recently decided I'd like to skydive one day.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I had a moment where I was like, that would just be so cool.
You should do it.
Like out of a plane.
Dude, I was telling Carly this morning, but when I was at the NECMEC Gala, they honored this 92-year-old man. He was supposed to be there in person. He wasn't able to make it, but he's been a donor and huge advocate for NECMEC for years. And he just jumped out. He just did he skydove.
Skydived?
He skydived.
He's skydriven?
He just recently at 92.
Damn, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? They played video of it for all of us. It was nuts.
Wow. What a legend.
He is a legend.
That's cool.
Badass.
I have no interest in skydiving. It sounds so scary, man.
What about like the skydiving simulators?
I would do that. Indoor skydiving?
Yeah.
That looks fun.
Yeah, that does. I've
done that before.
But then storms a brewing on Friday night, leaving the desert sand feeling almost like quicksand. According to CNN, the remote area in the northwest Nevada was hit with 2 to 3 months worth of rain in just 24 hours.
That's crazy. Don't you think that's a symbol from like God or something?
Hey, it's God. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, too bad.
Like there's meaning to that.
Too bad. You can't get out now. Mm-mm. Guess why? They closed the routes in and out of the grounds. And on Saturday, the gate and airport into Black Rock City remained closed and no driving was allowed in or out of the city except for emergency vehicles. So you can't leave even if you wanted to.
Organizers said, do not travel to Black Rock City. Access to the city is closed for the remainder of the event. You will be turned around. You are fucking stuck there, people.
Because this was right when Hillary was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So high winds, rainfall, and lots of flooding.
And this turned the desert sand into this thick clay. And there are puddles of mud everywhere. It's pretty wild to see. Take a look at this video.
Oh, that looks so bad.
You might please.
Yeah, turn the music off.
Sorry.
We're going to get copywritten.
Copywritten. Don't want that to happen.
Nope.
Yikes.
Look at that. Oh, my God. At least they had a rainbow.
This was the Saturday morning. This is like what they woke up to.
Nasty, dude. So people literally were making their own waterproof shoe situation. Mm-hmm. The method is sock, bag, sock. So they have a sock underneath or a bag underneath their sock and then a sock over the sock and they tape it around. There's actually a video of it. We can see how people were getting around. And you can't leave. I mean, this is your only option is to make these little sock shoes.
I guess that's pretty smart.
Bags with zip ties around the top. But then we figured out it's better if you do sock, bag, sock on top. And the mud doesn't stick to the bottom.
That's brilliant.
So
you guys are quite innovators.
Sock, bag, sock.
Sock, bag, sock. Amazing.
Nice.
One attendee said, it's unavoidable at this point. It's in the bed of the truck, inside the truck. People who have tried to bike through it have gotten stuck because it's about ankle deep. Look at this.
Look at that, though. Look at the fucking canoer.
Unreal.
Or kayaker.
This guy's got the bag on the outside.
Burning Man finally has its own lazy river.
Where'd he get a kayak? He just thought to bring that? He's like, just in case.
Yeah, why? There's no water around there.
Mm-hmm. So the Burning Man's namesake ritual typically happens Saturday night before people start heading home. This is when they light the man on fire. But that was postponed as fire trucks couldn't get into the structure or to the structure. And the wood was too damp to burn. So big bummer there.
Too bad. Mm-hmm. But this is when everything starts getting crazy and all the rumors start hitting. First off, there was a rumor going around that fucking Ebola showed up.
Yep.
To Burning Man.
I saw a lot about this on TikTok. I saw people that were like, oh yeah, we're in our trailer. And I just heard from that Jimmy is stuck at the infirmary or whatever. And
you want to know why this happened? Because on Twitter, there was a verified account that started posting CDC.gov Fahrenheit. Ebola, they posted a fake screenshot, basically. Ebola outbreak confirmed at Black Rock City, Nevada. It is recommended that all Burning Man attendees remain in their dwellings until further notice. This is why Elon Musk is such a dumbass. Mm-hmm. The fact that anyone can just pay to have their stupid account verified and then start posting this kind of shit. Like, why does he do that? Stupid.
And then it was deleted and then someone reposted it. Skim MILF, the femoid, she reposted it and then that went viral as well.
Well, she said that the CDC deleted it.
Yeah.
Right.
Which but she, would, it mostly, which she yeah. may have thought that it was the CDC because it looks like it. CDC.gov.
Well, no, she was the one that was behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then she.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Skim MILF was the one behind.
She says, when I purposely spread misinformation on the internet. Ruffle, ruffle.
Idiot. My God.
I think she photoshopped the CDC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, of course, that's great. And then X, I still call it Twitter. Even when I go on my even when I go on my phone, I have to like type in because I don't have it on my home screen. So I like type in Twitter on the search thing and it doesn't show up anymore. So I got to do X now.
Really? Oh, mine still shows up. Oh, well, I haven't updated the app. So mine still
mine just like
Twitter.
Automatically updated it.
Do you have automatic updates or not?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
I am not going to X. Hell no.
Hell no.
They actually ended up tweeting out a Forbes article that said, no, there's not an Ebola outbreak.
Mm-hmm. But then someone photoshopped that as well. But it's literally confirmed. Burning Man is quarantined due to Ebola. Holy fuck. Yes, there's an Ebola outbreak at Burning Man.
How would that even happen? That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're screwed. Can't get out. Can't get in.
Oh, yeah. That'd be insane.
Well, maybe because of all the shit that they can't get the porta potties cleaned.
That's
think about that.
What I started thinking when I saw that, you know.
But it's not true. There was no Ebola at Burning Man.
Yeah. It's so funny, though, that this person just changed the headline on the Forbes article.
That's why it's like you have to be so careful about information these days. It is so easy to be fooled on all social media apps. It's so easy for people to edit something and make it look real. And with AI nowadays too, it's just wild out there, people.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Apparently though, this is kind of cute. A lot of the people who were at the festival claim that the rain and mud brought out the best in community members.
Oh, that's nice.
One festival attendee wrote, the spirit in there was really like, we're going to take care of each other and make the best of it.
Okay.
Chris Rock was there. Diplo was there. Like
I saw
said.
That video of them riding on the truck heading out.
Mm-hmm. I said,
yeah,
thanks.
Let's see this video.
This is Diplo because he said he walked on the side of the road for hours with his thumb out.
Mm-hmm. 6 miles.
Because I have a show in DC tonight and didn't want to let y'all down.
What a man.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's really about, not letting people down, right?
There he is. There's Chris. After walking 6 miles through the mud,
ew, this
all
sounds
Chris
like
could think about was a fucking
hell.
Cold brew.
He said he wanted a cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I hear Chris Rock, I can only think of the zebra from Madagascar.
It's just in my head. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Wait, isn't he?
He's
in a bunch of different movies. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I only think of the Madagascar zebra.
Yeah.
There were over 70,000 attendees trying to leave on Sunday, but were not allowed to because the roads were still closed. And this is so gross, you guys. The porta potties were unusable because it was so muddy and overflowing.
Okay, from my experiences with festivals and porta potties, like they clean that shit out like multiple times a day. Like you need to clean it out at least twice a day. Once in the morning, they usually do it once in the morning, once at night.
Yeah.
Because that shit gets full quick.
Oh, I bet.
Imagine not having an entire weekend to clean out the porta potties.
Oh my God.
People had like their own like shit buckets and like their camping toilets and stuff.
Have you seen, I don't know what festival
like days.
This is happening at, but it's going around right now where there's not even porta potties. Females have these like little, they're like these pink pods that have 6 or 4 little things you just like go into and squat, but your head is totally exposed. There's no privacy, but it's for like peeing. The hell is going on with these?
Whoa, where is that?
Female only public urinals debut at Danish music festival.
Huh.
In Denmark?
What's the
point?
And
you just go, because you basically just go in and there's no, see, look at the top. You can see the bird's eye view right there.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Oh, wow. And you just walk in and piss right there.
Interesting. Real creative. Why is it just for females?
Good question. Honestly, I have no idea.
Because it's pink. Duh.
Yeah, of course they had to make it pink.
Duh.
Huh. Interesting.
So yeah, obviously
they need some of those.
Yeah. Couldn't go poopy though.
Mm-mm.
No poopies allowed.
Damn, this is like worse than Fire Festival, it seems.
Fire Festival's coming back.
Yeah, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
We should go.
He says round two, bitches.
Is Ja Rule still a part of it?
Maybe.
Dude, I forgot about that. Yeah, he was like one of the biggest, I think he was one of the bigger organizers in that.
What's the guy's name? Brandon McFarland or something? Or like, I know his last name. Billy McFarland.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, Caribbean toward the end of 2024.
Might have to go.
Let's go, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the cheese sandwiches they were giving people?
How could you forget? That was interesting was a wild time.
But anyways, it keeps raining and raining, and the roads are completely impossible to drive on, especially for large trucks, so they can't service the porta potties.
Can you imagine if a real emergency had happened, or there was an outbreak of something, or like everyone started getting COVID? Even
another reason why, this was like off obviously after this fact, but a lot of the climate activists were talking about like how because of so much rain and because people were driving in and out of it, it completely fucked up the soil.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more environmental impact coming just from that alone that we haven't even like fully gotten a full view of what's exactly going to happen.
Well, that goes against their code of conduct.
Yes. Yes. Leaving no trace behind. Traces were
so
left.
What would happen if someone really did have a major medical emergency?
They probably have to like helicopter someone in.
You think they could land the helicopter somewhere?
It's raining.
They may not even be able to land it. They may just have to like drop people off.
Well, there was something that happened. You guys are going to touch on it here in a minute. There was one very sad fatality.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
someone did die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, assumed by drugs, but we're not really sure.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
They said it wasn't due to the rain.
You would think they would have like emergency plans in place.
Yeah. And I know like a lot, I mean, festivals have like medical tents and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they have places, like especially because they know so many people are going to be doing like, you know, substances.
Mm-hmm.
So they absolutely have to have a medical tent. But for the scope of things that happened, obviously they probably weren't prepared for this. I mean,
for that.
You can't literally like, you don't know this is going to happen.
Many attendees see it as the transformative experience, but I don't think they were quite ready for all this. Let's take a look at the transformative experience.
Hell yeah. This is really irritating. This is where I started getting pissed off because they're all about like...
Oh, and this is in Reno. So this is when they got back to like the city.
Exactly. So they finally get back and they leave. They trash it. What happened to leaving no trace? Leave it better than you left it. Or leave it better than you found it.
So fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even imagine what the grounds look like.
Wow. Luckily, on Monday, it started to harden so people could start to leave. Crazy. But yeah, like we said, it has been confirmed that a person named Leon Reese, 32, from California, died Friday after he was found unresponsive on the festival grounds.
Damn, 32.
Really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you guys this video of people trying to leave on Monday.
Oh, yeah, this is wild.
It's a little blurry at first, but it totally clears up.
I would be so annoyed.
Oh, this is the exodus out.
Mm-hmm. You're almost just better off staying a few extra days. Just waiting for that to pass.
And also,
oh, my God.
Oh, those cars.
Like, you know, at a festival, this is kind of expected, like leaving, like it's usually a shit show leaving because, I mean, everyone's trying to get out through one exit.
Wow, look at that. So now they got to clean up. After the infamous week-long festival, the cleanup was much more complicated than in previous years, as you can imagine, due to these torrential rainstorms. The downpour turned the soil into an impenetrable mud. After the final attendees had been cleared out, the restoration started. As we mentioned previously, the festival operates with a leave no trace philosophy. Clearly, this did not happen. It's been said that it's pretty normal for there to be remnants of trash in the area after the festival, but with the rainfall and the mud cleanup, it's going to take a lot longer because I'm sure a lot of stuff was buried too. The cleanup is already underway, starting Tuesday afternoon. Dominic Tenio is the environmental restoration manager of Burning Man, and he has been helping restore BlackRock over 2 decades. He says he is responsible for leaving no trace on the BlackRock Desert. Dominic, who goes by DA, which stands for Dark Angel, first started attending Burning Man in 1997, and then in 2000 he joined up the clean. He joined with the cleanup crew.
Look at this picture of this Jeep that was literally like try to get out, but they couldn't get out.
Oh,
like
my
it is
God.
Cemented.
Yeah, I saw this.
Okay, so this is Janelle popping in one more time. I have something to add to this story as well. So there's this guy. His name is Chris. He goes by Chaos. He's the associate director of the DPW, which basically is the thing that's in charge of packing up the city's infrastructure and removing any large abandoned items. And he's actually saying that this whole thing wasn't that big of a mess after all. He said the participants did an amazing job. That's why it's so frustrating for me to hear all this in the media. It's really not like that at all. It's phenomenal out there. He also said that the ruts and holes caused by vehicles is a real issue, but one that can be mitigated fairly easily by dragging and watering. This process breaks down bumps in high spots, and then it fills in with depressions. And we have a lot of experience with this and are conducting these operations currently. It also should be noted that this year was actually a very average year as far as items left behind by camps. He said that, quote, we actually had significant fewer camps that really abandoned a lot of their stuff. In a lot of the years, we have had 10 or 12 problem camps. And this year, it was only 2 or 3 places where a camp clearly just abandoned a bunch of stuff.
I was reading that the cleanup crew, people have been reaching out to them asking if like about their cars that were left or whatnot. And so pretty much they have 3 weeks to get everything cleaned up. And yeah, so they almost want people to come and pick up their stuff.
See, this is where I get annoyed. If you're going to go into the middle of nowhere, into nature, and have a festival, and I know it's not their fault that there's rain everywhere, but like, then don't have a festival there. Or you knew Hurricane Hillary was happening. Like, it just seems so stupid and careless at the end of the day.
The whole event seems stupid and careless, to be honest. It's way too many people out in the middle of nowhere.
They're lucky more people like didn't lose their lives or get lost or get injured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's really bad.
We'll if you left a vehicle there, you should just lose it.
Yeah.
But then what? Like, it's just going to sit there and rot? Who's going
to
go get it?
No, I'm saying they should take it. But when they do, they shouldn't give it back to this person.
You know. I agree. It's very lame.
Well, the team says they're confident they will be able to clean up everything before the inspection. Overall, festival goers say that even with the rain and the mud, it was still a success.
They ended up burning the man.
Did they?
Yeah, it was a little farther up, but on Monday evening, after people were like
leaving. Mm-hmm. Still got to do it, though.
And some people were like, oh, we're so happy I stayed. You know,
so happy.
Got to get a selfie with the Burning Man.
Dude, this is so... What's the word I'm looking for? This is such like a rich people problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just can't get over the fact that like people literally pay like I saw somebody did like a breakdown of like how much it costs. Like if you get the cheapest ticket, which is $500 plus like everything else, all the fees and everything, you're still paying about $2,000 for the week.
That's
and
crazy.
Like you're paying to be miserable. Like you're literally paying to be.
It's the experience, Curly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I understand. Like a lot of people take festivals very seriously and it's a very like important thing to them and I'm not like hating on people for going to festivals by any means. I just think it's poor planning and poor execution and they didn't have any like backup plan as to what happens if you're in the middle of the desert and it starts pouring rain and then you can't get out.
And like obviously like it's rained previous years, obviously nothing like this to where it's like completely like rained out and they cancel things, but like in one of the videos that we showed like people were like
mudsliding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like it is part of it, the experience. But at the cost of Mother Nature, like this is just like really, it's just really irresponsible. Like if you're going to go out and, you know, and indulge in the things that, you know, Mother Earth has to offer, like the least you can do is respect her back and just like clean up after yourself. You know what I mean?
It reminds me of that Woodstock reboot they did. Yeah. Remember we all watched that documentary where the porta potties were like overflowing because of the bathroom and people were like sliding around in it and playing with it and a bunch of people got sick. It was disgusting.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Also, imagine like because of like all the mud and stuff and like these porta potties were also overfilling. Like imagine, the thought of like walking in shit. You know what I mean?
Ew. So gross. So fucking gross.
Would you guys go to Burning Man?
No, I'm good.
Probably not, no.
People were saying that it was like Firefest 2.0. So, I don't know. I would
very
not go.
Interesting. Nope. I would want no part of this. I mean, I don't like festivals or like large things like this in general.
I wonder if like if they don't pass inspection, if they will have like a, you know, yeah, if they'll get like a fee or something, or, you know, something's going to happen to where they can't hold it there anymore. Like, mm-hmm, they've kind of like lost your privileges. You fucked it up.
I highly doubt that.
Me too. But wishful thinking.
Yeah. Maybe though.
I guess lost your privileges.
Would you go if you're out there listening? And have any of you actually been to Burning Man? Did you go this time? Ooh. Do you know anyone who went? We want to hear your stories.
We have breaking news about Lauren Boebert.
Yeah. That's really fast. Lauren Boebert.
TMZ says, Laura Boebert isn't holy anymore in the eyes of an organization focused on conservative youths.
Ooh.
The Colorado Congresswoman was initially part of the guest lineup that was set to appear and speak later this month at the Texas Youth Summit just outside of Houston, where people between the ages of 12 and 26 are invited to learn about their right-wing views. She was supposed to appear, but now she's not.
Oh, they kicked her ass out. They say, mm-mm.
Boebert, Boebert, Boebert.
Ah, oh, Lauren. God. Not gonna lie, that whole story was really entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't heard from it in a while. We haven't gotten a nice lie from our man Georgie Porgy putting
this
lies.
Is giving Georgie Porgy.
Mm-hmm. Georgie Porgy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with George? Is there any news on George lately?
Let's
kind of miss talking about him.
Me too.
No, not really. Just no news. Random stuff.
Hey, that's a nice suit. I like that color on him. Anyway, that is going to be it for us today, guys. This was really fun. A lot more light than we were last week. So it feels nice. Last week, I was straight up getting depressed.
You know who else feels really light?
Who?
The old lady who let all of her shit out on the plane.
Oh, my God.
Leave her alone. Poor thing.
Poor woman.
Just saying. Oh, you feel lighter brutal. After a good poo.
You do.
You know what I mean?
You do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that is going to be it for us today, guys. We will be back next week, and I'm messing this up again.
We'll see you on the next sesh, but until then, keep it fresh. Goodbye. Love you so much.
Thank you.
See you later.